This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we will continue our coverage of Boots and Bluegrass 2015 with Pert Near Sandstone. Members of the group share with us their musical inspiration, their songwriting process, and their hidden talents. Keep listening as we bring you part of Pert Near Sandstone's performance from Boots and Bluegrass 2015 in Winona. I'm Mohammed Elrous, and you are listening to The Live Feed on KQAL Winona.
All right, my name is Anne. Do you mind introducing yourselves?
My name is Jay. I play the guitar.
I'm Nate. I play mandolin and fiddle.
I'm Matt. I do some clog dancing.
All right, and you all are part of Pert Near Sandstone, am I right?
That's right, yeah.
I suppose we should have probably said that before I said guitar.
That's perfectly all right. So you all obviously have some great musical talent. What are some hidden talents of yours, if you don't mind me asking?
Much better than myself is Matt at juggling, if I can name his talents.
Gosh, much better than me at, I don't know, you're not better than me at anything, Nate, I'm sorry.
Nice. Oh, I appreciate your honesty.
He's a carpenter.
Yeah, he's a carpenter.
Oh, yeah, I'm a potter.
He makes moonshine. I'm a good swimmer.
I'm not good at much other than mandolin and fiddle, really.
Oh, no. I highly doubt that.
I argue I'm not even that good at those, but I'm pretty good at being a hobo.
Oh, we have one more person coming, actually, if you want to introduce him. Say your name.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Justin Brune.
What do you play?
I play the bass.
All right, fantastic. All right, so y'all just had an album come out last year, was it, 2014? And so I just want to know, what are some inspirations or stories that went into it?
There's one song in particular that I thought of, New Orleans, or Wish This Was New Orleans, because I almost moved there. I was basically on the road to moving there when we ended up elsewhere in the country. But so New Orleans has like a special place to me as a city that I almost became a part of. So that's one song in particular. There's a strong square dance and old time community in Minneapolis. And so one of the songs is kind of about that and the square dancing every other week or so in Minneapolis. And
yeah, I don't know. My songs are usually inspired from very strange, odd, different things. A lot of broken hearts, a lot of good times, a lot of music festivals, like Boats and Bluegrass.
Very nice, very nice. So what is your usual songwriting process? Like, do you do lyrics first or music first, or what usually happens?
We have like three main songwriters in the band, well, kind of four, and we all have different kind of styles, actually. I personally write a lot of music, and then it takes me a while to come up with my lyrics, whereas Kevin, our banjo player, who's not present, is very much a lyric guy first, and then sometimes we all kind of collaborate and help each other put those songs together. Nate just steals his songs.
I steal traditional tunes and I fix them, really, is what I do.
That's some hubris there. As if they were broken to begin with. I kind of rest on the edge of where Jay is. Sometimes I'll have a progression first and then write lyrics, but sometimes I'll have an idea and then lyrics and then add the music. And that's why a lot of my songs are painfully similar.
All right. So what makes a song that either you write or you hear, like on the radio, what makes it a true folk or bluegrass song to you?
The folk genre is pretty wide. Bluegrass genre is pretty narrow. So to call it bluegrass is like a branch of folk music, in my opinion. But if there's the core instruments, the banjo, the fiddle, you know, we branch out a little bit. We go, you know, with clogs. We're a little more of a like a traditional old-time approach with a lot of our instrumentation. But we still use, you know, the core group still uses instruments that could be applied pretty specifically to the bluegrass genre, which we have some bluegrass songs that we play. Most of what we play is not bluegrass, in my opinion, but it's kind of a modern folk music, Americana, kind of American string band music that we call
it. Yeah,
so
it's kind of overall called bluegrass, but it's really not technically bluegrass. It's kind of hard to, you know, define.
The old school term of bluegrass is real, real narrow.
Definitely modern, like, bluegrass is just kind of, we kind of call it bluegrass because, yeah, like Nate said, the instrumentation is kind of the biggest thing.
The bluegrass, I mean, nowadays the bluegrass genre has broadened quite a bit, you know, and any band with a banjo is thought of as bluegrass music, but you can get a, you know, you can split hairs many different ways with music and with genres. It's all music, though, really, in the end. So,
do any of you have any other loves besides music?
Ice hockey.
Welcome to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's it.
I like pottery. I'm a big potter, so
really?
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about that as well.
I'm a, you'd say, like an outdoor enthusiast, hiking and camping and all that, everything outdoors.
Yeah, actually, I like gardening, which is kind of weird. I love the winter. That's why I love Minnesota. I love skiing, snowboarding, and hockey, and I'm a big fan of sports, too.
Baby, settle down easy.
You've been listening to the performance of Pyrtnir Sandstone on Boots and Bluegrass 2015. We now hand it back to Anne Clish as she visits with members of the band about how they got involved and more.
Very nice, very nice. So if you were to dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
I've played in a lot of different bands, a lot in different bands. I've played trombone in ska bands and a lot of guitar and a lot of different kinds of rock music. I'm a big fan of ska and punk and rock and stuff like that, actually.
I like a lot of jazz and a lot of, I think if I were to move genre, it would be not so far, but just to like a swing jazz genre, like a gypsy feel to it. That's no flutes. I really disdain flute. Jazz flute and jazz guitar, actually. I'm not a big fan of jazz guitar either. But I love jazz. I love jazz. I like the horns and, you know, well, the bass. You can leave out the flute, Lens.
Goes well with your instrument for sure.
Gosh, I really like jug band music, like old blues and old jug band music. If I was not playing this, that's what I would play. It's pretty amazing.
I'm kind of in Matt's camp. I really love old blues music, like early blues, like pre-Chicago style, you know, yeah, like definitely. The folk blues, really, like the country blues. Yeah.
Old ragtimey stuff.
Yep.
Very nice, very nice. All right, so when did you all start playing and what instrument did you start with, just in general?
Well, I played like piano as a little kid, and then I've been playing music my whole life. And I actually went to school and studied music. I have a degree in music, and I teach music lessons too.
I started playing guitar, kind of taught myself how to play back in the grunge band era, and which I switched to banjo at some point. It was a huge mistake. So I quickly traded that for my first mandolin, and I've been stuck on mando ever since, and shortly thereafter came a fiddle as well.
I started playing, gosh, probably 20 years ago. Started playing guitar first and then switched to banjo and some fiddle and dancing. So,
guitar as well. And then somebody was like, hey, you gotta play this bass in a bluegrass band. I was like, I've never picked up the bass before. What do you want me to do? You can do it. Just play the one and the five and then play the four, then the one and the five, just play the four. It's like, all right, I'll try it. And I still suck.
It is as simple as that, folks. That's as easy as it is to play the bass. Anybody can do it.
Short lesson.
It's easy to play the bass, and it's also easy to be really hard on yourself.
To play the bass, it's most important to be cool. If you're a cool guy that plays the bass, you'll get gigs.
I've noticed that there's either, like, there's two types of personalities in basses. Otherwise, or they either sit and just kind of jam on their bass, or all. Otherwise, they're jumping around and just being crazy. Like, would you say that that's true?
I know one half of that, and I'd say probably yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very cool. Just wanted to make sure my theory was correct.
That's correct. Yes, it's correct.
All right. So what are some of your musical inspirations and, like, favorite musicians?
David Rawlings, Gillian Welch, they just released a new album, so I'm, like, all about them. Anytime they put out music, in terms of a similar or genre that we play, you know, like string and melody based, I love whatever they put out. But also, like I said before, I listen to a lot of jazz and a lot of swing stuff too.
I've done a lot of Ozark old time music, so that's really a big thing of mine. Just the fiddle and the square dance from the Ozark area.
I think of being here on the river, I think of John Hartford. He's a huge inspiration for, I think, the whole bluegrass and roots music community in the world. But and then Mike Seeger is one of my all-time favorite musicians. And on everything he touches is just the way I want to try to make things sound as well. So.
Yeah, my music, I've gone through a lot of different phases, kind of, and you know, mine are a lot more, I guess, contemporary and in much of the old-time stuff. But I did, you know, I've gone through my jazz phases and my Ween phases and my classical music and just about everything around.
Thank you.
chart a course for the sun. Sit back at night beneath the moonlight and think back to when we were young. I can't find someone's peace of mind. I can't stay when it's cold behind. But I'll bloom again when spring never ends and love don't die. Just these season promise foretold. Side by side in the morning light, we watch the petals unfold. Just a single flower in that early hour, a beauty not by the soul, but given to you and me to tell that we tire and we grow.
Didn't name a place and I'm a wildfire burning night and day, and I'm an evil storm that's blowing away, but I feel just like I'm a pussy dragon trying to bring you back home to me. Thank you. Somewhere unspecific. One day I'll be growing weeds. Until then I'm living fancy free. But a doctor will cure your sickness. Yeah, a priest will cure your sin. But a pretty girl will cure 100 men. No matter what kind of shape they're in. And I'm a wildfire burning night and day. And I'm an evil storm that's blowing your way. But I feel just like I'm pushing this dragon, trying to bring you back home to me.
You've been listening to the live feed hosted by KKOL Winona. We now return to Anne Clash as she continue interviewing with Pertnir Sandstone. I'm Mohammed Elrous and you are listening to the live feed.
Is anyone in your family musical or is it just you, like Lone Wolf?
My mother plays piano, thank God for her. My dad was atonal and had one tape, and it was Lee Greenwood. And the reason he had it is because of that song,
Proud to Be an American.
Proud to Be American. Thank God she played the piano, because I grew up tucking myself into this gap between her piano and this like railing that we had, and I just listened to Chopin come out of the piano. And it was like, anytime I hear him or any of his pieces, it just takes me back to that spot, and it's like... So yes, thank God for that.
Yeah, very cool.
For me, not really, no one in my family really plays. My grandpa played a little jaw harp, but other than that, no one else in my family plays.
I'm the same way. My family is absolutely no, like, there's no music in my family. I have a very large extended family, and pretty much all of them, like, there's a few people that like listening to music, and that's about it. I just was, as a kid, I was just fascinated with it and just got into it.
My grandfather used to play a guitar really terribly, impersonating Johnny Cash. So I'm told. I never saw him actually do it. But fortunately, my parents, my father in particular, loved listening to radio, and he would tune into Prairie Home Companion. A Prairie Home Companion, which, you know, put that sound, that kind of Western swing sound in my ears and introduced me to a lot of music that I now cherish and love. And he had an awesome James Taylor collection, which is always my go-to whenever, you know, times are getting a little tough, you know. It's like there's a JT in the morning.
I should add also my brother. I have to thank him for GNR and Pink Floyd. And that was like a whole different branch. You know, like my mom played the classical. But then there was like, thank God for an older brother to get you into 80s rock and 80s hair metal and just, you know, psychedelic from the previous decade.
All right, so I've got a couple more questions for you guys. All right, so what do you like most about being a musician?
Traveling.
Yes, definitely traveling.
I love it, yeah.
It's definitely up there.
I thrive on the road, so traveling, playing music with friends, you know, visiting friends across the country, by far the best benefit.
Yeah, being able to go to so many music festivals and all these things is great, and seeing all these towns and seeing other bands and meeting other bands and meeting, like, your heroes, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think apart from the travel, it's also the gratification of creating together and playing and performing together, because I love watching everybody do their own thing on stage, and then all of it together makes it feel that much more special.
All right, and if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
I would be a teacher. I would work with elementary school kids for sure.
All right, very nice.
I do a lot of remodeling and house stuff, so I really enjoy carpentry and kind of nice finish work, and I do some art as well, like printing and so all those things.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what Nate's going to say. What's Nate going to say?
I would be doing something else that allowed me to travel around the country and
you would
basically do the same
in the
thing.
American Southwest.
I would probably be a professional hobo, right?
You already are!
they call me the bourgeois hobo right now.
Yeah. Oh, I probably would be a teacher. I do teach music. Something along those lines would be. I imagine I'd get a lot of awards for World's Strongest Billionaire. Things like that.
Well, this is truly your calling, though. There's nothing else that you could possibly do.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to say.
All right, I got one more question for you, and then I'll let you go. What was the best advice you've ever been given? It can be, like, about music, about life, or...
I didn't. Silence is golden, you know? That's from the movie theater. That was
a really good sign. I saw a good sign here at Bozeman Bluegrass, and it says, "Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things."
Very good advice.
I think one thing is, like, I know for Nate in particular is, like, affected by words. You know, you were talking about Dylan Thomas earlier, and you're talking about, I mean, listen to the words he writes too. They're great. So he's a poet at heart. So that's maybe it's why it's hard. You can't quote anything right now, you know, but it's in you for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of good advice that I've read and been told as well, but probably, you know, the most important, the thing that can sort of encompass all is, you know, generally, like happiness is a state of mind. And you can find happiness in everything within yourself, doing whatever you love to do. So
have a good time all the time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, slow down and enjoy yourself, you know, and just think about all the small things around you and let those bring happiness into your life. But...
All right, well, thank you all for staying out after your set once again. My name is Anne for KQAL, and this has been...
Jay, guitar.
Nate, fiddle, mandolin.
Matt, clogs.
Justin, bass.
And we are... Pertnir Sandstone!
Thank you so much.
Open Ogden Valley, never done me wrong.
all come around to hear the school day sound at the school at the top of the hill in my town. There's a woman in the halls and she heeds the parents' call. She'll always stop and check, she'll ask you what you think of that. Hear that woman at the school in the hill. Here we go! Knows the right words to say, keen to brighten up your day. She can even knit you a smile, leave you happy for a while. At the school on the top of the hill. Some shame, you know, I love to play the game with that woman at the school on the hill in my town. If only by chance I'll steal a little glance, she always picks me up, she knows just how to fill my cup. Yeah, that woman at the school on the hill in my town. Hey, knows the right words to say, keen to brighten up your day. You a smile, leave you happy for a while. The school on the top of the hill.
Thanks again to Perthnir Sandstone for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on Perthnir Sandstone can be found at www.perthnirsandstone.com, on Facebook and on YouTube. I'm Mohammed Elrous, thanking you for listening to the live feed with Ain Klesh.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.